This Sunday, April 26th at 4 p.m., the Baltimore Mandolin Orchestra and Baltimore Mandolin Quartet are presenting a tribute concert in honor of Jonathan Jensen and his music. My guest in the studio today is Jonathan Jensen. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Many of our listeners probably know that you play string bass in the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, and they may also know you as a composer and pianist. You've written things such as Do It Now, the Mayor Schaefer musical, tons of songs and sea shanties and whatnot over the years, but you also play and compose for the mandolin. Why the mandolin?
Well, in general, I'm fascinated by various musical subcultures, and this is one that you can find mandolin orchestras all over the country. At one time, they were huge in the last part of the 19th and early 20th century. There was a mandolin orchestra in every town, every college and university, and it all died out. But it's come back, and it keeps on coming back. I think there's an attraction to this sound. I discovered it when I saw a flyer about the mandolin orchestra when I was in a music store buying strings, and I went out and checked it out and just thought, what a wonderful sound. And I got to play different parts, mandola, mandocello. It's like the plucked version of the cello. We have mando basses, guitars, and all together, it just makes this wonderful nostalgic sound, I guess you'd call it. There's something about it that's just makes you want to smile, and it's so fun to play and fun to listen to and arrange for as well.
So you play with both the Baltimore Mandolin Orchestra and the Baltimore Mandolin Quartet, yes?
Yes, although the Mandolin Orchestra tends to put their concerts on weekends, and as a BSO player, I don't have a lot of weekends free to do.
No, your schedule gets a little complicated.
Things like that. But I've been associated with them off and on for 15 years or so now, and written them all of this music over the years, and it's really exciting that they decided to put on a concert of just my arrangements and compositions. It's the first time that this has ever happened.
So what kinds of things have you written and arranged for them over the years?
Some familiar, some unfamiliar. I can tell you there's a number of operatic pieces on the program because we have a soprano, Beatrice Gilbert, who sings with the orchestra. She specializes in Italian arias and Italian folk songs like Come Back to Sorrento, which is the first arrangement I ever did for them. But she'll also be doing my arrangement of Un Bel Di by Puccini and Musetta's Waltz and the Velia song from The Merry Widow. And on the quartet portion, we'll be doing my arrangement of the quartet from Verdi's Rigoletto.
Could you tell us a little about the original compositions on this program?
Yes, because in one of my other musical lives, I play for dancing, sometimes ballroom dancing, compose a lot of waltzes. There'll be a couple of original waltzes. There's a Tango de las Mandolinas, of course. There's a march in a kind of vintage style, sort of a Sousa style, imagining if Sousa wrote a march for the mandolin orchestra. There's a tarantella. Can't have a mandolin concert without a tarantella. So there's some pieces in sort of traditional styles with my own little twist on them.
This is Sunday, April 26th at 4 p.m. at Immaculate Heart of Mary Church, 8501 Lock Raven Boulevard. The number for more information is 410-668-1794. There is information online as well at BaltimoreMandolinOrchestra.com. With me in the studio today is Jonathan Jensen. We've been talking about the concert in honor of him and his music. Presented by the Baltimore Mandolin Orchestra and Quartet this coming Sunday. Jonathan, thanks for coming in.
It was a pleasure.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.